From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. There appears to be a growing discontent between the University of California and state elected officials in Sacramento. Thursday's UC Regents meeting differed sharply in tone from a California legislative hearing earlier this month. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
One after another, UC Regents defended President Janet Napolitano at their first public discussion since the audit's release. Here's Regent Sherry Lansing.
No one is questioning President Napolitano's integrity. We're questioning process, and we're questioning a better process of clarity and transparency, which we, from what I understand, have fully accepted the responsibility to do.
State Auditor Elaine Howell tried to steer the discussion away from Napolitano personally and toward the audit's findings about the UC's budgeting practices.
I'm not here to critique her leadership, but my responsibility is to look at process, look at protocols, procedures, accountability, transparency, and the Office of the President is not doing a good job.
Board Chair Monica Lozano said Regents will hire an independent consultant within 60 days to examine both the audit and the President's office budget.
This is not about compliance by itself. This actually is changing the culture, the institutional culture of an organization, and we need to step up our game.
There was none of the ire toward Napolitano or the university that California lawmakers showed at a hearing earlier this month, a disconnect that looms over state budget talks just now kicking into high gear. As for the president's office budget, Regents approved Napolitano's proposal, which includes higher spending levels, but they promised to revisit it in July after taking what Lozano called a deep dive. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Adler.
Also on Thursday, Regents approved the UC's first ever limit on non-resident student enrollment. That proposal caps out-of-state enrollment starting next fall at 18% for all campuses besides Berkeley, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Irvine. Well, those four campuses already enroll higher percentages of non-residents and will be grandfathered in at their existing rates. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.